All right, Coach. First thing I want to ask, what was going through your head during that final match of the day?
Just seeing how it was going to play out. We knew if Derby won it, that means we won it. But we also know that Garden's got a tough squad. So ultimately, it's still about next weekend for us.
This team has now done something that last year's team didn't do, which is win that regional as a team. Does that give you maybe some more momentum heading into state next weekend?
It does. We gained some confidence. We got some early season losses back this weekend, which gives us a little bit more confidence heading next weekend. But our motto right now is we still got one more. The big one we've been chasing is still out there in front of us. So still work to do.
And that kind of leads into my next question. How long do you allow yourself and the team to enjoy this win as a team before you start to focus on state? Or is that you're already locked in on state next week?
We've already talked about it. We want them to enjoy it. We're proud of the kids. They wrestled hard. They clawed their way back into this thing in the team race. And we're going to enjoy it, but we've got a short week. And we're right back out of here for next weekend.
Logan had one of the bigger wins today with the regional final win over the Garden City Kid. Did that give you some more energy for the remaining matches today?
Yeah, Logan wrestled really well today. Logan kind of came back to himself from where he's been earlier in the season, and he really stepped up and had a lot of energy and was really performing, and looking forward to seeing how we can finish this out. Logan's one of those guys that team feeds off him. He had a good weekend, and the other guys kind of responded in a good way.
And then everyone that qualified for state was able to win their first match on the consolation side. How big was that down the stretch?
It was huge. It was actually one round that we didn't have anybody wrestling, which is unusual. Getting off to that good start is really important. This tournament will be the same way next weekend. It's a combination of two wins, and getting that first one out of the way is a big motivator for him.
How impressed have you been with Ben Ewer this season, his ability to move from wrestling at 157 last season to now being a fourth-place finisher at regionals at 190?
Ben's just a hard-nosed kid. He's going to give you everything he got. He's up for the challenge. That's a little weight class has been a little bit different for him. He's made some adjustments, and he just keeps swinging away.
And then two specific matches I want to go over really quickly. Caleb's final, how was he able to rally and turn that one around in the tiebreaker, just able to kind of edge out the Mays kid?
Caleb just stays in great position. Caleb's hard to move, hard to score on. He knows he's got his strategy going into his matches, and he knows that his positioning and his attacks are going to be there when he needs them to be, and he doesn't force things. He stays calm and collected, and that's got him that one this weekend.
And then Brecken's third-place match, he was trailing going into the third period, able to turn it around there at the end. What did that say about his mentality?
That says a lot. But Brex, this says a lot about a lot of our guys. We never believe we're out. They always believe that we train that way in practice. They always think they got a chance to stay in it. And, you wrestle a six-minute match for a reason. And until that last buzzer goes off, we feel like we got a chance to get back in these. And, him wrestling above his feet was big points for the team as well.